Hi, and welcome to another episode of Red River Reports. I'm your host, Nasia Balaxis, and regardless of where you think you're at as a student, you're going to want to pay attention to what we're talking about today. We're talking about scholarships. These can be game changers for students. Just last year, Red River College administered awards, bursaries, and scholarships totaling more than $2.9 million to help students achieve their academic goals and alleviate the burden of tuition fees and other expenses. Yet, despite all of their importance, many students find themselves intimidated by the application process, or they simply lack the necessary knowledge to pursue it. Today, I'm joined by Shannon Enns, the lab manager at Durocan here in Winnipeg. And not only is she passionate about education, but she's also a generous donor of Red River College's scholarship program. She's going to share some of her insights on why you as a student should consider taking another look at all that's being offered to you here at the college. Hi, Shannon. Thanks for joining me on the podcast today.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, of course. So I'd love it if we could get into a bit of an introduction and just hear a little bit about yourself to start off.
Currently, right now, I am working at Durocan. I'm a lab manager there, and I'm starting a lab from scratch and so far got a few tests accredited. I am a former Red River graduate. I took the, well, it used to be called Chemical and Biosciences Technology, but now it's called Science Lab Technology, I believe.
Okay, and for people who may be unaware of what Durocan is, could you give me a rundown of what it is that you guys do and maybe some of your mission statement?
Oh, for sure. So when I started, the company that started Durocan is an environmental consulting firm. So they do a lot of asbestos testing for clients. So the owner decided to start his own lab. So I got asbestos testing accredited first. And then after that, I got PCM testing, which is air fibers, and mold testing. So we test mold spores in air. And I just recently got water testing accredited for potability. So testing for coliforms, E. coli. And the next one is metals and hydrocarbons. So basically what we're trying to do is be an environmental testing lab, but we want to have a very positive atmosphere where everyone's opinions matter, you know, everyone is treated as an equal so that we're all on the same page. I've worked in labs before where you have different levels, you know, so we just want everyone to pitch in and have their own ideas and bring that forward and feel like they're equal to everybody.
Wow, absolutely. I love that.
Yeah.
And so you mentioned you're a former student, and this is a podcast that's going to be listened to by current students. So I was wondering if you could maybe go into a little bit of that experience. And in particular, I was wondering, did you yourself take advantage of the awards and scholarships that the college had to offer at the time?
Yes, actually, I did. I was actually nominated for the Dr. Raymond Green Award. I was the first runner up to actually get the scholarship, but there was just one gentleman that was a little higher than myself. And I just want people to know out there, like, the award that I had was actually for average students. And a lot of awards out there are ones that are tailored to people that have higher grades, you know, and it's intimidating. And it puts a lot of pressure on people feeling they have to meet that expectation. So what I would like to do myself personally is just to tell people not to be scared to try. Not everyone looks at your grades per se. That's just one thing that intimidated me when it came to scholarships and awards. Even when I started in school, I was scared, of course. You know, I was actually a mature student. I started 6 years after I graduated high school, and I wasn't sure what I wanted to take. So I realized, oh, I liked chemistry in high school, so I'll just take this chemical biosciences technology program. But the thing I liked about the program was it was so versatile and there were so many different things that we learned. It wasn't just one science, you know, like a chemistry degree or just biology degree. It was all the sciences combined into one. So that's, I just wanted to give an idea of what I took in school, but also, yeah, no one should ever be scared to put themselves out there. Because I wasn't scared and I applied for it and I wrote my write-up and I was chosen. So, and just being an average person, I didn't think it would happen, but it did.
You know what? That's so awesome that you say that, because going into this, what I was really hoping to do is create intrigue and excitement around scholarships, but also reach those people who also might be a little intimidated or unsure of how to approach it, just because I was one of those people myself. I've never applied for an award or scholarship. And my understanding is that there are many students like myself who also haven't, just due to the things that I mentioned. And as I was looking into all of this for the first time recently, one of my curious questions was, who exactly is behind some of these awards and what are their stories? So it's really awesome that we get to hear from you today and hear your story. And it's especially awesome because you are actually Red River College's newest donor. And there's a brand new scholarship being rolled out this year, which I can imagine is super exciting. So I was wondering, could you tell us a little bit about the award? Maybe just a short description of it to start off?
Yes, for sure. I was actually wanting to give back in the same scenario and same type of scholarship that I was nominated for. So I just wanted anyone that's in the science field that has the same passion as myself, because with science, it's always out there. It's always going to be there. There's always job opportunities. But someone that is a mature student like myself, you know, that is possibly even a single parent that has a hard time day to day, you know, making ends meet, but also wanting to get that education that they desire. So that's what I would personally like to give back to, is someone that, you know, maybe even struggles a bit, or just, you know, they try really hard to make ends meet. Like, obviously getting a scholarship at the end of the day would brighten up their day. It would take a load off of them, right? So not only are they struggling, they might have two jobs and going to college, you know, it's just like something that I can give back to someone for pursuing their dream, per se.
Awesome. Could you get into a little bit more of what the award is called or how much money is going to be involved in it?
I haven't decided what the name is going to be called yet, unfortunately, but it is going to be a $2,000 scholarship.
Amazing.
So it's going to, yeah. So it's just some gratitude to give back, because honestly, I am very proud of the education that I got from Red River. And I still, even years after I graduated, I still connected with my old instructors, because I was very thankful to have the team of instructors that I had. So, and it's such a great environment at Red River, it really is. Everyone's just, you know, friendly with everybody. And it's just, it honestly feels like a big family. And it's very hands-on, which is a bonus.
That's awesome. Yeah, this is my first year in Red River College, and I feel exactly that same way. So it's really cool to hear you say that and see where you are now and the way that you want to give back as well. It's just, I feel like it's very in line with the values of the college and just, yeah.
It may have taken me, you know, a few years to get where I needed to be, but I'm just really proud of all the education I've had, you know, and I just want people to not give up if they have a hard time finding a job, or if they find something that's term, because there is something out there for them. After all that time, I got my dream job, so I can assure you that others will have that for themselves too.
That is so encouraging, and I'm really excited for students to hear this message. My other question, actually, one last question about the scholarship. Is it just you that will be involved in selecting an applicant, or do you kind of have your team involved as well?
Well, it's actually just going to be me, because we are actually, there's another lady that I work with. She is one of my employees. She's the quality assurance manager. So we both want to give back from where we came from, our roots, basically. So she went to school elsewhere. So she's going to be choosing her candidate, and she's going to make up the title and what it's tailored to for the award or scholarship. And myself, it would just be me personally that would be deciding. And if the person was to reach out with basically a story about themselves and why they chose science and what it means to them, and just a story about their lives, right? Just some type of inspiration that I can feel, if that makes sense.
No, that's beautiful. Okay, well, I'm already at my concluding question here. So what's next? And is there anything else you hope to achieve through this investment in Red River College?
Another thing I'd like to invest in is hopefully also with a co-op program that they have with the course that I took too. Like, that's another thing I want to do to give back, because we're growing really fast and we're adding more testing. So we want to be able to give open jobs to students that are coming fresh out of college that, you know, want that job and want to put their skills to the test, right? and utilize their skills and what they've learned. So that is another thing too that I would like to get out of the college. Plus, I also did accept being a part of the program advisory committee so that I can try and aid in ways that people inside of the program, so instructors and people in the school, I'm outside of the school, right? So I know a lot of the ins and outs and struggles and things right. that I could learn. So I actually had them once call me. I think it was 2 years after I graduated, and I was a water plant operator at the time. So now apparently they implemented that into the program. So one of those small things, right, that can just give them that extra skill that can yeah. broaden, you know, where they can apply to and where they can go with their careers. So that's why I want to continue to do that if I can. Any way that I can give back.
That is so cool. It is so cool that people like you exist and that opportunities like this for students exist. And yeah, I'm really excited to look into more of the opportunities that exist for me. And yeah, just this whole entire thing about inspiring students to see what their options are and not be afraid to look for extra help or an extra push. But yeah, Shannon, thank you so much for joining us again. I really enjoyed just hearing your perspective of giving back, and it's really cool to kind of put a voice to the scholarships, because I feel like often we don't get like a personal introduction to what we're applying to. So I think this will motivate students to kind of see the human element in it as well.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. And that's basically the kind of environment we're trying to have where I am now at Durocan too, is because we're growing and we're adding more testing. So especially come April, we're going to be adding more so that students can take their knowledge and skills and they can help work towards accreditations and yeah. do those things that not many lab techs can do. So, I mean, it's a wonderful environment. So that too. Thank you very much for your time. And I loved being able to share my story and my experiences and talk about how I want to give back to the college.
Yeah, no, thank you so much again. And that wraps up another episode of Red River Reports. Thank you to everyone who tuned in today. We hope you've gained valuable insights into scholarships and feel more empowered to pursue these opportunities. And another special thank you to our guest donor for their generosity and willingness to share their wisdom with us. Their contributions make a real difference in the lives of students here at Red River College.